News desk has got... Hello, Gunnigan. Reed talking. Just check your front page. It's good. Fine. Keep that investigation yarn as the lead for all editions. That's right. Somebody sliced that graft melon, and the Sentinel's going to learn who got the slices. Check me if you got any bulletins. How's it coming, Miss Case?
Last line, Mr. Reed. There you are. Is this going to be the lead editorial for tomorrow's Sentinel?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Looks okay.
I like the lead on it. The highway that graft built.
It's not bad, is it?
Not bad. It hits the nail right on the head. Honestly, if the Sentinel hadn't learned how much that highway cost to build, nobody would have done a thing.
A newspaper that doesn't dig for facts doesn't get many scoops, Miss Case. Not only that, there's the name of this newspaper.
Huh?
I can remember when my father founded the paper. He called it the Sentinel. The meaning of that word is to watch and to guard. As long as I run this paper, we're not losing sight of that meaning. We're guarding the public interest with every issue.
Well, I may be prejudiced, but I'd say we're doing a pretty good job of it. Well, this investigation would never have started if Lowry hadn't discovered that somebody knew things ahead of time.
This city needed a superhighway, Miss Case, but the price we paid for it...
Who bought that land ahead of time and boosted the price? This city real estate company...
The city real estate company is just a dummy up front. It's nothing but empty offices now.
What about Carson? He was listed as the president.
So what? Unless he admits that some political grafter gave him inside information on the route of the highway, he can keep on saying it was a lucky guess forever. And no one can say otherwise.
Proof, huh?
Yes, a little word, but it covers plenty of territory.
How's the investigation going?
You know as well as I do. Nothing so far.
Well, they've certainly got plenty of political big shots on the committee, haven't they?
Five, Miss Case. Bennett, Harper, Calloway, Monroe, Evans. Two men.
Why?
Well, the more men, the more chance that strings are being pulled. With just one man, you know who gets the credit or the blame.
He's standing in the spotlight, is that it?
Exactly. Dead center. Yeah, there's nothing like publicity to keep a man honest in this case.
Reed, the investigation started at last.
You been over at the meeting, Axford?
I couldn't get in. You know they're holding it in secret. But I got some friends, Reed.
Sergeant Moran, eh?
Golly, Casey, who told you?
Well, let's have it, Axford. The committee's calling up a witness.
Reed, Moran says the committee's going to subpoena Carson today.
Carson, huh? Miss Case, get Carson on the phone.
Well, Reed, Carson won't give you no statement, not over the phone.
That's not, Axford, but he can't refuse a request for an interview. You're going to see him tonight. Your phone, Carson.
Calloway. You promised me I'd have no trouble about that highway. I bought that property. No assurances if you don't trouble.
None yet, is there?
You're a member of that investigating committee. Why didn't you protect me?
I couldn't ask not to have you questioned, could I?
It's not right.
Take that, Miss Prentice.
Yes, sir.
Calloway, I'm a respected citizen of this town. I refuse to be third degree.
Never mind that line, Carson. You and I work together to make some extra money.
Crooked money.
Crooked money or not, it still buys the same amount of food. Now stop sniveling. All right, you'll appear before the committee tomorrow. Just keep on saying that you made a guess about where the highway would go.
A guess?
A lucky guess. You stand pat.
Suppose they learn that you gave that advance information, that you told me to buy low and sell high.
Of course.
Suppose they learn that you and I split a profit of better than 500% of the real value of that property. Everyone suspects it already.
They don't suspect me, Carson. Just you.
If I name you...
You won't. You won't have to name anyone. Remember, I'll be at that meeting. I'll steer your course for you. Make sure nobody browbeats you.
But it's not fair. I'm taking all the punishment.
Money is worth risks. You'd have had nothing if I hadn't brought you the proposition in the first place. Don't forget, suspicion never put anyone in jail. Not yet. Well, Miss Prentice.
The Sentinel called Mr. Carson.
Sentinel? You told him he wasn't in?
What do they want?
Apparently, the Sentinel learned that Mr. Carson is to appear before the investigating committee tomorrow, Mr. Calloway. They want an interview tonight.
But Calloway...
Anyway, Carson, tell him you'll see a reporter tonight.
But he can't afford to.
He can't afford not to. The Sentinel might make too much of it. Answer the phone, Carson.
Yes. This is a terrible situation. Terrible.
Green on the gills, Mr. Calloway.
I'm afraid of him.
You think he might talk?
Look at him. I can only go so far tomorrow. After all, if I protect him too openly, I point the finger at my part in this.
You're right. He won't stand up, not under question.
We'll have to do something about this. Oh, quiet. Here he comes.
Well, I'm seeing a report tonight.
When?
9 o'clock. Calloway.
All right, all right. Stop airing your troubles. It's time for me to go.
You'll protect me tomorrow?
Yes. We'll go out the back way, Miss Prentice, the way we came in.
Carson, watch your tongue tonight. Be pleasant, but vague. Understand?
Yes, I'll try.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Miss Prentice.
Yes, Mr. Calloway.
I don't like it. Not at all. If Carson cracks, it means my political future is ruined. Completely ruined. I want you to phone Trigger and have him at my office this afternoon.
Trigger? But he's a gunman, a hired killer.
Exactly. At my office this afternoon.
Price is right, Calloway. I'll do the job for you.
I'm sure you will, Trigger.
Meaning what by that?
I've helped you a lot of times in the past. I know a lot about you.
Yeah, it's mutual.
Carson must be removed.
He's as good as gone right now. When's that reporter show up?
9 o'clock. I want it done before then.
Carson won't talk to no reporter, Calloway. You can put your chips on that.
Good.
Yes, Mr. Calloway?
Bring in $1,000 in new bills, Miss Prentice. I've just made a deal with Trigger. I'll leave the Black Beauty here in the alley gate off Mrs. Carson's house.
I'll wait for you.
Wait right here. You're going to throw a scare at Carson. I want to make sure he talks.
Yes, sir.
8 o'clock. I won't be long.
Just 1 hour before that reporter comes.
Your clock is slow, Carson. It's 8:05.
What the... Who's that?
So you'll be on the carpet tomorrow, Carson.
How did you get in here and what do you...
Through the window.
Your mask. You're the Green Hornet.
Stay away from that phone.
A gun.
I've got orders to use it, Carson.
Use it? I don't understand.
On you, Carson.
On me? But I told Calloway I wouldn't...
Go on.
Nothing.
It's pretty apparent you'd crack the first time someone tossed a tough question at you.
No, I won't. I mentioned Calloway's name to you because you're wearing a mask. You've got a gun. That's a lot different than just answering questions.
Calloway might not be so certain, Ed Carson.
He's the only one who knew I was going to be all right.
Just leave one of the
Green Hornets.
Back ball.
No, wait. Out the window.
Is that you?
You'll talk plenty. Step on it. Get the Black Beauty out of here.
What do you know? The Green Hornet. I ducked back out of sight just in time. Maybe I'd have phoned Calloway. This might change things, kinda. I ain't done that job yet. I went there, but...
Why not?
Well, Calloway, I seen the Green Hornet leaving that house through the alley.
What?
The Hornet. I was ducked back out of sight. You didn't tell me the Hornet was working with you.
This is bad, Trigger. The Hornet's not working for me.
Oh, he ain't, huh? Well, what about Carson? Do I still do that job?
It's even more important now. Yes, do it.
Okay, Calloway. I just wanted to know. You'll read about it in the papers.
I ain't going to talk to Carson, not you.
I just came along to observe your technique, expert.
There's nothing better to do. I don't want you butting in.
I hear and I obey.
None of your dirty digs.
I haven't said a word.
You ain't saying nothing, but you're thinking plenty. You can listen, but you ain't interrupting.
Absolutely. If you should forget to ask the kind of questions that...
I won't forget nothing. And don't you forget. Shut up.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 9 o'clock, wasn't it?
It was. And that's what it is, just 9.
Mm-hmm. It's dark in there. There's no lighting inside of it. Expert!
Holy crow, them were shots! Get back, Casey!
Expert, don't! Oh!
Let go, KG.
Oh, they've got a police.
Now we'll see what goes on.
Come out of there, you idiot.
Get the cops, KG. They're in time for... Just come this way. It was here. Hey, you're in that window. No, you don't. Let go. No. Where are you? Where'd the rat go?
Are you all right?
Casey, get out of here. He clipped me with brass knuckles or something. He was here.
He's gone. Who was it, Ashford?
Sorry, I don't know, Casey. It was dark. Switch on some lights, will you? There ought to be some near the door.
I got some. Here's the door. There.
Yeah, he ducked out through the window. Must have had a car packed out in the alley. If I could have got me hands on him, I'd...
Ashford, do you think it was Carson?
Who?
Oh, no, it couldn't be. He wouldn't leave his own house. Besides, there were those shots and... There were those shots.
Yes, he... Hey, what are you staring at?
Ashford, behind the chair. Isn't that someone's hand?
Darling, you're right. Holy crow, it's Carson.
He's holding something in his hand.
Yeah. A piece of paper.
We'd better get him to the hospital. He's badly hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, them shots. Casey.
Huh?
Casey, that guy, he... Look at this paper. It was the Green Hornet.
Seen Ashford by this time, Cato. I can just see that headline rolling off the presses.
You sure he talked?
Well, that's why I went out as the Hornet to stir him into talking. Teddy, come on at the door. Put the Hornet back and the gun away.
Yes, sir.
To me.
Oh, Reed. I figured you might be asleep. Reed, I got news.
Good, Ashford. Who was it, Monroe or Calloway?
What did about that, Reed? There were shots when me and Casey got there and...
Shots?
Would you call on Carson?
Yeah, Reed. It was dark, so I couldn't see the guy. But it was the Hornet.
Oh, I'll get to that later. What about the highway graph? Who did Carson name?
Nobody, Reed. Carson died at the hospital.
Police, I want every man in this newsroom to bear that in mind. Sure, I know it's more exciting, more dramatic to go after the Hornet, big-time crook, man of mystery. But we're still trying to dig up the scandal in the purchase of highway land. Hunting a criminal may be good for headlines, but this political racket took more hard-earned money out of the voters' pockets than a criminal ever did.
Mr. Reed, the Hornet must have killed Carson.
That's beside the point, Hawk.
Reed, the Hornet must be right in the middle of this mess. Children, snakes, what about the Hornet seal I found on Carson?
All right, if we got this story, if we found out what political draft it was working with Carson, and... Well, if the Hornet gets trapped while it's being done, all well and good. Just remember, it's the racket we're after.
Mr. Reed.
Yes, Miss Case, what is it?
There's someone waiting in your office. It's Calloway.
Oh, yes. You mustn't keep an important politician waiting. Let's go.
You wait, Reed. Just wait till I nab the Hornet.
As long as you keep after the story, it's okay. And that goes for all the men, Gunnigan, all of them. What's Calloway want this case?
He didn't say, Mr. Reed. He seemed rather nervous.
Nervous? Perhaps he's mixed up in this, Miss Case.
Calloway?
Why not?
That's impossible. He's a big man, Mr. Reed. Besides, this is murder.
Yes. It must be nice being able to read character the way you do. Even big men get mixed up in murder sometimes, Miss Case. Well, Calloway, what can the saddle do for you?
Oh, Reed. Too bad about poor Carson getting killed.
Murdered. On a newspaper, we like to be accurate, Calloway.
Yes.
Too bad for the investigation, too. With Carson gone, no one will ever know if there was political connivance on that highway matter. Why do you come to the Sentinel, Calloway? We've never given you our support.
Oh, for that. Why, forget it. After all, the Sentinel's a public-spirited publication. You've done a great service by causing this investigation to be started.
It's only right you should learn what the committee has done before the others.
Well, what has the committee done?
The investigation is dropped by a vote of the members.
Did you hear that, Miss Case?
I hear it, but I don't like it.
It would only waste the taxpayers' money. There's no one to question.
When you have a murder, Calloway, there's always a murderer.
This Green Hornet. Tell me, Reed. Your reporter was Johnny on the spot, wasn't he?
A minute sooner, he'd have been crowding the spot Carson was on.
Why?
And I was wondering, didn't your reporter have any idea of the man's appearance?
Well, that's just it, Calloway.
I'm sorry. That's the secret we're keeping in the Sentinel.
Oh. Oh, yes, I see, of course.
Well, glad to have seen you again, Reed. Goodbye. As sure as we're standing here, that reporter knows more than the newspaper story admitted. I'm certain he caught a glimpse of Trigger, enough to make him dangerous.
He spoke to Reed, Mr. Calloway?
Naturally, Reed didn't come right out and say the reporter had seen Trigger. As a matter of fact, he tried to cover it up. But not before I got the drift of things.
I checked on that reporter's name, Mr. Calloway. The byline over the story says by Michael Axford.
Axford?
He's a big man, isn't he?
A bullet doesn't make any exceptions, Miss Prentice. Trigger will have to do another job, but this time he won't be paid. He'll be saving his own neck. What was that?
What is it? I didn't hear anything.
Sounded like a door closing.
There's no one out here.
Oh, I guess I was mistaken. Call Trigger, Miss Prentice. The sooner he gets this over with, the better.
That's it, Mr. Best?
Yes, Cato. It worked.
Yes?
When a man has a guilty conscience, he imagines a lot of things that aren't so. In the office this afternoon, I deliberately covered up when he asked me if Axford had seen the murderer.
I see.
Miss Case didn't notice a thing. But Calloway left in quite a hurry.
You out to his office tonight, Mr. Best?
The next room, Cato, wearing the Hornet mask. Cato, the man who murdered Carson is Trigger.
Trigger?
Calloway paid for the murder, and Trigger carried out the assignment. Prove that, and the highway graft is cleaned up. With both of them behind bars.
I see.
I heard Calloway tell his secretary to call Trigger. As long as Axford is safe in the next room, or we can keep an eye on him.
Well, he did. He's up there.
What? Axford's not there. Well, Cato, where is he? Where'd he go?
He went to Carson's to look around.
Carson's? Cato, he's in danger. I plan to stay with him every minute. Come on, we're going out in the Black Beauty. If anything happens to Axford, it's my fault. Mine.
Swiftly, Biff Reed and Cato, his valet, raced through the secret panel in the rear of the apartment. Then along the narrow passage built within the wall itself, which led directly to the adjoining building. Supposedly abandoned, this building served as the secret hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty high-speed car of the Green Hornet.
Cato, keep the Hornet mask and a gas weapon handy.
Yes, sir.
We're trailing after Axford, and we're going as the Green Hornet.
Maybe I shouldn't have phoned Casey and told her to meet me near Carson's place. I got a kind of funny feeling like there's somebody following me.
There he goes. That's the guy that I slugged last night. Axford, that's his name. But, pal, in a couple of minutes, the only place he'll use your name is on a tombstone.
Hey, what the...
In the alley, quick.
Say, what is this?
Who are you in the alley? I'll keep your mouth shut when I take my hand to where the gun goes off.
You're the Hornet.
Trailing that reporter, aren't you?
What's your angle, Hornet? First you call on Carson and give him a shot of gas.
Oh, you know about that, eh?
I seen you. And Carson did some talking.
Before you murdered him?
Sure. That's my business. You done plenty yourself.
Drop it. I'm going along with you, Trigger.
What do you mean?
Calloway wants to make sure of this job. You bungled the other one.
Nuts. I clipped Carson like nobody's business.
And almost got trapped by that reporter.
Hey, what gives? First, Calloway says you ain't working for him. Swears you ain't. And now you show up Johnny on the spot. There's something screwy going on.
Don't be a fool. You think I want Calloway to advertise at the Hornet with him?
Well, I know it now, don't I?
It's necessary now.
Yeah. Well, if we're going, we better get moving before that reporter gives us a slip.
Right. Carson's house is empty. We can work our way in the back and wait for him. Come along, Trigger.
Waiting long, Casey?
No, I just got here, Axford. You're not going to that house again, are you?
Sure I am. Darling, maybe I can pick up a clue. Didn't I used to be on the force?
Police have gone over the whole house. They didn't find a thing.
Ah, but I'm at them guys. They couldn't find a 10-pin in a bowling alley. Casey, I'm going to get a scoop and crack this racket murder wide open.
I dream. Besides, the police locked his house up.
I told you I used to work at the horse. Do you see this?
Where did you get that?
This morning, over to headquarters. It's the key to the front door. I sort of borrowed it, Casey.
Don't go in there, Axford, please.
Ah, lightning don't strike twice, Casey. Now, you stay out here on the sidewalk. Just keep watching for cops or anybody.
Be careful, you big ape.
Sure, Casey. Hey, be seeing you. Wide open. Better leave the door open just in case. Now, let's see. Which room was Carson's body in? Must be the other room.
What the? Who closed that door? Who closed that? Holy cow, the harness is out.
Gas. Can't breathe. I can't. Casey.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
That's what you were going to do, Trigger.
I was all set standing behind the door in the door.
I'll take that gun, Trigger.
I'll take your gun.
Hey, what's the idea? Give me back that gun.
The gun has your fingerprints on it, Trigger. I'm wearing gloves. When the police got here, they'll check your fingerprints. They'll check the bullets from this gun. They'll know you murdered Carson.
What are you getting at? I ain't leaving that gun here.
No, Trigger, but I am. I'm leaving the gun and you.
Yeah, come on, let's get... What do you mean by that crack?
You're getting the same thing Carson got, Trigger.
Now listen, I got protection. Calloway.
Calloway would be a lot safer with you out of the way, Trigger.
Nuts, I know plenty about that lug.
Dead men don't talk, Trigger.
So that's why you're here, huh? I finish off Carson. Calloway figures I know too much.
This way, the murder is solved. There's no chance that Calloway will be dragged into it. All right, Trigger, this is your...
Don't give me that... Miss me!
Yeah, but this time I won't take it, you ass!
No, you can't get that... You shot me, gas!
All right, Peter, they're both hot cold. I didn't like the gas action, but it won't do him any harm.
Why did you fire the other gun, Mr. Bear?
Why? In just a moment, Peter, you... There it is, Peter. That's why I fired a shot.
Miss Kate.
Action!
Those kiddos. She must be getting the police.
That's why?
Yes. I knew that shot would bring this case running. It's a good thing we saw her outside with Axford.
What do we do now?
Now we're calling Calloway, Cato. I want to make sure he comes over here fast.
Yes?
Let me talk to Calloway. This is the Green Hornet.
What's the matter, Miss Prentice?
Miss Calloway, it's the Green Hornet for you.
Hello. How much do you know and what do you want? Ever since Trigger saw you, I've been expecting this.
You'd better get over to Carson's house before the police do, Calloway.
What?
I have Trigger here. I spoke to him when he went after that reporter. Now I can see that the police get him or you...
How much do you want?
Get over here, Calloway, fast.
Hornet, wait. Oh, hung up. Stay here, Prentice. I'm going.
What's it about? Where?
No time now. The Hornet's threatening to turn Trigger over to the police. They'll arrest him for murder.
Trigger was glad about you and tell all he knows.
And that's plenty. I'm going over. I'll talk money with the Hornet. I've got to.
Police headquarters, Sergeant Moran talking. Huh? Who is this? It's Case. Huh? What's that about Axford? Yeah? He went into the Carson house looking for a story. And there was a shot, and then... Wait! Holy mackerel, don't go near that house, Miss Case. Stay away. I'll be right over.
Oh, Michael, are you all right? Are you sure? When I heard that shot and I found the door locked...
I'm sure, Casey. Golly, it was just some of that gas the harness uses.
I'm okay. Him and Trigger must have been waiting inside the door.
Gosh, you are crazy to do it, Axford.
Never again, Casey. Not for me.
Trigger's coming out of it.
He is, huh?
Yeah.
Listen to him. Give me my gun, Hornet. I'd rather kill Carson if the cops check on him.
Carson's murderer.
Holy crow, we got something.
Right down. Where am I? What's going on?
What the? Sergeant Moran.
Yeah. We missed seeing you in the lineup for a long time, Trigger.
Now, come on. Give.
I don't know what's going on.
I ain't talking.
Recognize this?
The gun. He left it here. It ain't mine.
Quit sawing your ass.
We'll check in these prints later, and they'll match yours. You murdered Carson.
Okay. Okay, you got me. Besides, that gun's registered in my name. I couldn't fly out of this rap no matter how. But I'll get even with Calloway.
Huh? Oh, Calloway?
Good grief, what's Calloway got to do with it?
Plenty, sister, plenty. Calloway paid me to bump off Carson. Calloway was running that highway grab.
Holy crow, Casey, you hear that? We got a story from the Sentinel.
That's right, hold it. Put out that flashlight.
Huh?
Put it out.
Gosh, there's someone walking along the alley. Coming around to the front entrance.
Yeah, I heard it. This case, quiet now. Baxter, here's my gun. Keep it in Trigger's ribs.
I got him around.
There he's moving. I must be the Hornet coming. Is he going to get surprised? Is he going to kill both of us?
No, look, you lot. Are you proud to be in paired up with you on anything?
Quiet, he's coming up the steps.
Give me that flashlight.
There it is.
Okay. Stay back out of the way, Mr. Mason. I'm going to put this light right in his face as soon as he comes in. Quiet now.
Who's that? I'd like my face. I can't see. Is that you, Hornet? I came over, as you can see. I'll pay anything. Anything. Just don't let Trigger talk to the police. Hornet.
You're under arrest, Mr. Calloway.
Please, no, you don't. Don't go over.
You see, the cops already got Trigger.
Yeah, we got him. He's talking. Ain't you, Trigger?
I'm talking plenty.
You're under arrest, both of you, for murder.